This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And we're here till 11 o'clock. We have two lines open for you. Feel free to get online. We'll do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. I want to quickly get this news article in because I kind of found it funny in the whole cheating scandal that's out there for the kids that are getting into universities by cheating. And obviously those top-tier universities must not be that rigorous as far as their education, because if you can cheat and get in and do fine, I thought you had to be really smart. Maybe you don't, but I digress. Purdue has now banned Netflix, Hulu, and other streaming services while you're in the classroom. Yes, that's what I told you. Purdue is banning Netflix and Hulu and other streaming services because the students, quote unquote, in air quotes, the students, the youths of America, were sitting in the classroom watching movies to the point where the professor who was going to put the information on the smart board didn't have enough bandwidth to do it because the youths were sitting there streaming, I don't know, Captain America Winter Soldier while sitting in their anthro class. You got to ask about, are these college degrees really worth anything if that's what these kids are doing? I talked about this long ago about not putting computers in the classroom. 25 years ago when I was done graduating from UConn, you would sit there and you'd watch the kids with their laptops playing solitaire in the finance class. I mean, Chris Smith was supposed to be there from UConn. He was never showing up, but he was playing basketball. These kids were playing solitaire. And they're like, oh, this is a great thing. Add computers to the classroom. These kids are streaming movies to the point where the professor cannot bring up the actual information he wants or she wants to bring up on the screen.
Computers in the computer science class.
That's fine. Yeah. It does make sense. So the fact that only Purdue has done this is, you know, this should be done, period. You shouldn't be streaming. Now, of course, you do block this. You know the protest you're going to get.
You realize Purdue is an engineering school.
Yeah. Boilermakers,
so,
right?
Yeah. So, you know.
Yep. I'll put a link up here for you. But if you're streaming, you know, Captain Marvel, you know, you're streaming a pirated version of Captain Marvel through your codec device while you're in your anthro class at Purdue, you know, you deserve getting the problem is you're still getting an A, and that's the question mark. How are you able to survive college by not paying attention and get a good grade? Again, the rigor of college, I think, has gone out the window. I mean,
well, I knew a lot of people back in the day before computers,
yeah,
that said
slide rules and stuff, right?
Well, yeah, they had that. But, you know, so many people came back and said, you know, I never had to even show up. All I had to do was show
even
up
back
for
then?
The exam. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So
things haven't changed, it seems.
I don't think so. The more they change, the more they stay the same.
Yeah. So the key here is they have not enough bandwidth to teach the utes while they're in the class. They actually are going to stop streaming while within the school classrooms, which obviously makes sense, guys. You should be doing this by default. That's what I feel. It's not censorship. It's you have a limited amount of bandwidth. All right, I digress. Let's get to your calls. I just found that ridiculous. We're going to go to David in Glastonbury, who's been on the longest. Hey, David.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing okay. How are you?
Quick question.
All right.
The Google Maps recently took the compass off for some reason. Is there any way to get it back that you know of?
I would have to research that. I didn't know they took the compass off. I don't know. I guess they don't. I guess people don't need to know what direction they're going, according to Google. I'll go look to see. I haven't noticed it. I'm more of a Waze user.
It's not a Waze either. It's gone on both.
Yeah, you know what? I've never noticed any compass. You're correct. I'm a GPS zombie, so I wouldn't even know if I'm going south or north or east or west or what have you. So I don't know. Maybe they just figure nowadays nobody cares what direction they're going.
Well, I do.
You do. Yeah, David, I hear you. I'll go do some searching as to why they might have removed the compass. Yeah, maybe using too much pixels. I don't know.
I tried also. is there any tablet that does not burn Google Maps into it? Like if you have it up all the way? I mean, if you have it up all the time?
Well, it depends on the quality of the tablet. Different tablets are going to use different LCD technology.
I have an S3 and an S, and it burned into that. I'm talking to you on a Galaxy Note 9 and the 8, it burned into that.
Wow. So maybe you should just buy a real cheap one to be used for maps.
Yeah, well, I'm using the S3 as the cheap one now. I'm using the S4 for work.
Yeah, LCD is not supposed to burn in, quote unquote, but obviously if you run the same thing constantly, it probably will. OLED, I want to say it has better chance of not burning in versus the, I think it's reverse. OLED could do a burn in. I'll do some research on this, David. I haven't checked lately on the tablet that does the least burn, but LCD is not supposed to burn, and you are using both are LCD, not OLED, yeah, right?
I don't know what they are.
That's okay.
I pay attention to what I have to pay attention to.
I hear you. Well, again, you just might want to just, you know, instead of trying to beat them, just join them by a cheap tablet to just do your maps, because clearly you have it up constantly, right?
Yeah, 8 hours a day anyway.
Yeah, so relegate yourself to the fact that it's going to burn in, but you don't care because you're just using the same map all the time.
That's it. All right, and no idea on compass.
I'd have to check. Nothing comes to mind. I think Bob's checking. You see anything?
Yeah, everybody's complaining about the compass disappearing.
Go ahead and send a complaint to Google, care of nobody over there, and see if
nobody's going to get back to you.
Exactly, and see if they care. Threaten to not use their map anymore. I don't know. This is the problem with this stuff, David. You're not getting it. You're not paying for it, so they'll do whatever they think they want, which is best for you.
We don't have control over almost anything.
No, of course, there are alternative map technologies, right? There's other folks out there that are offering navigational style stuff, but you got to pay for it.
It's missing on Google Earth, too.
It's missing on Google Earth, too?
Yeah.
Oh, it really is? I didn't try Google Earth.
Huh.
Yeah, there's other map apps that are for free. I didn't check those because what's good about Google is that you could put it into the Google Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at the buildings and stuff in the area, and it, you know, it's pretty seamless.
Well, I'm looking here. There's an article that Mike found that we can see if it might help you here to see if you can keep the. Yeah, you can get the compass back. No, it doesn't. It does not appear. No, there is no way right now. Obviously, you could always do the keep north up, so at least you know you. Well, you wouldn't know which direction you're going still with that, right?
See, all the articles I can find that tell you how to get the compass are like from 2011.
Mm.
Yeah. 2011.
Yeah, it's too far back. Yeah. Doesn't look good. Looks like...
This is an upgrade that 2 weeks ago, and I did an upgrade, not because I had a choice. It told me I had to do it.
Right.
And then I did it. I didn't notice that the icon for the compass was gone.
You know what they're doing, actually, David? Because, you know, the poles are shifting, the magnetic shields are shifting, they figure that since magnetic north is no longer, it's going to be kind of, you know, west or something like that. They figured, we should start conditioning people to not know where north is anymore.
Yeah, everything's going left wing, right?
I don't know. I don't know why they would get rid of a compass. So I don't. I know.
It's stupid. Take the options away. Don't add on. Just take them away.
Yeah. Well, this is improving. It's improving your life in some way, they think, David.
I feel better.
All right. Bye. If I find an answer, we'll put it up there for you.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
You got it, sir. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I'm a GPS zombie, so I really wouldn't know which direction I'm going. anymore. I just put in the address in Waze and say, take me there, please, or I'll get lost.
I look at the time and the position of the sun on a sunny day.
You do?
Yeah. And then, you know, you can see what direction that the shadows are flowing. You take little clues from that.
And you get where you're going that way?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You can figure out, but based on the time of the day.
Yeah.
You know, and what direction the shadows are pointing, you know, what direction is what, approximately.
Now, does anybody really know what time it is? Let's go on.
Does
to
anybody really care?
Yeah, that's my point. Let's go on to John. You know, those Chicago folks, they were just, you know, revolutionary. Let's go on to John in Woodbury. Hey, John, what's up?
There's people that don't want to cut the cable but want to save money.
Yeah?
Well, I went down to my provider here and wanted to cancel service because of the expense.
Yep.
They told me to save money, just cancel the service, and then have my wife get a new service, and I get everything at half price.
Yep, yeah, I brought that up to my woman that I was talking to as well, and she said, "No, no, we won't let you do that." I'm like, "Yeah, you will," but you're right. You can do that.
Yeah, they offered it to me.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, they don't want to lose you because there's an awful lot of fees and stuff and surcharges that they want to collect from you, that they can't collect from you if you're using their TV service.
Well, I've got one provider for internet and one for TV.
Oh, you're kidding.
I have internet through Frontier.
Uh-huh.
And the Frontier bill the first of the year went up $3.99 a month.
What are you getting for Frontier, John? What's your bandwidth?
It's 6 megs or whatever.
Six?
Yeah.
All right.
It comes in at about 8, actually.
All right. That's pretty thin.
So it went up $3.99. I called them up, and it took them a long time to explain that the state had initiated a new fee.
Oh, really?
Of $3.99. It started the first of the year.
The state of Connecticut did?
Yeah.
Hmm. An extra fee.
It's not a tax.
It's not a tax. It's a fee?
It's a fee.
Oh, we feel better.
That they can pass through.
Okay. I don't have it on my bill. But I believe you. I guess the go ahead.
My cable bill went up $2 a month.
Hmm. For TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. What were you paying for TV?
Oh, well, because of multiple boxes, I'm paying about $110.
Oof. All right, so $110 for TV and all the boxes. And what are you paying for 6 megabits of cable of DSL on your Frontier?
35.
Oof. That's an expensive 6 megabit straw you got there.
Well,
it works for you.
If I add it onto my TV service, they want $59.
Oh my goodness!
But they give me a whole bunch of
stuff.
I don't know, 50 megs or something.
Yeah,
and 6 is all I need.
That's great. If it works for you, I'm not going to tell you to increase it. Never, never, never. You're good. Go ahead, Bob.
Technically, Frontier doesn't meet the definition of broadband. It says, the official FCC broadband definition is a minimum of 25 megabits per second download and 3 megabits per second upload.
So you're not even you're not even a broadband. But for you, you're fine. You're happy with that speed.
I mean, I can stream on it. Watch Netflix, everything else on the TV.
Good. So you're making a good point. Do you have a lot of other folks in your home, or is it just you?
Just two of us.
Just two of you. That's plenty, then. 6 megabits is plenty. Well, someday you could cut the cable and get rid of that whole $120 bill and just stream a service over your 6 megabit service.
Yeah, but I got 4 TVs.
That's okay. You're not going to use them at the same time. You know, they don't charge you per TV. You can use up to 6 screens on the one service. They're not going to charge you for... You're not going to have any cable boxes. You can go from $110 or $120, whatever you said you were paying, to $40. And you can cut. You can send me the check for the difference.
Okay. Well, what is it? Do you get to the TV over Wi-Fi then?
You get TV over your DSL, your 6 megabit straw. That's just like you're getting Netflix. You just add the YouTube TV app or whichever app you prefer. You could, there's plenty of different services, and then you can say, "Hey, honey, I just saved us a bunch of money on my." You can be like Geico, only at a higher percentage.
Right.
All right, John?
Okay, well, just, you know, that's what my cable company said. If you want to save money, just cancel your service and let somebody else in the household get a new service and they get the introductory rate.
Yeah, that is a way to do it. You will lose your email address all of a sudden, and then you're going to, so that might be a problem. So be careful when you do that.
Yeah, but I use Gmail, so.
Then you're good. Sounds good, John. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
All right.
Have a good day.
You too. There's a way to do it. I brought that up, and she's like, well, no, wait, we're not going to let you do that. I got to step out, right, Matt? I'm going to step out for a quick break. Mark, we got a couple of Marks and a Don, and one line open for you, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. We'll be right back. And I wanted to get back with you guys to talk about Facebook really quick. Those ding-a-lings have been storing your password in plain text anywhere from 200 to 600 million Facebook users' passwords were stored up until dating back until 2012 in plain text on the Facebook server. So again, Facebook, all these high-end engineers, software folks, you know, Bob talked about the software guys leaving all the security at zero. Well, they stored your password in plain text. Now, why is that a worry? Well, Facebook has 20,000 employees. I'm sure all of them are perfectly upstanding citizens, but they had access to your password. Now, you really don't care about them having access to your Facebook password, but if you happen to use that same password on other services, they could log in as you.
I was going to say, isn't that the same service that deleted the president's account? But it was Twitter, I guess.
Yeah, it's Twitter.
You know.
But the let's not go there, Bob. So unencrypted password data was sitting there for in plain text for all 20,000 of Facebook's employees to look at. So it gets back to if you're using the same password on multiple services and any of these services are hacked or just leave the information available for anybody to look at, any unscrupulous folks in those companies could say, all right, so Bob Shorey used the password of password on his Facebook account. I wonder if he uses it on his email account. Let's see. Let's see if I can figure that out. And if you do, they can log in as you. So this is really, really silly, and they shouldn't have done it, but this is yet another stain on the ding-a-lings at Facebook. We won't even get into what Facebook did with their live streaming. They really need to be able to do a better job of policing Facebook Live. It shouldn't be anybody on the planet able to stream anything they want anytime without being able to stop it. But that's a whole other serious thing that went on recently. Facebook needs to get their act together, or an act together, some kind of act together. Let's go to your calls. We're going to go to Mark in Stafford next. What's going on, Mark?
Hi.
Hi.
Pleasure to talk to you. I cut the cable actually twice.
Nice.
The first time I had, antenna TV for, and I have to add, I might lose you. I'm in the middle of Eastern Connecticut over by Warrigan, so I have no idea how good the connections are out here with AT&T.
Okay, we'll
but
see.
Anyway, to speed along, I cut it, and then I had to go back to cable when they switched to digital and they dropped analog.
Oh, yeah.
And then once they went with the back, they got digital up, for local broadcasting, I was able to go back.
Mm-hmm.
So I get everything from, I'm on a hill, and I get everything from Boston, the Worcester, to Albany, New York, way down to TIC over in the hills. I get New London.
Right.
Needless to say, I don't need it.
Needless to say, you don't need it. Okay, so you have a big antenna running then, is what you're saying.
Yes, I do. But here's the cool thing, and I have an item called Tableau, not Tebow, Tableau. Have you heard of it?
I think I have, but I'm not sure what it is exactly. Go ahead.
Okay. So what happens is, I run a coax cable off my antenna. I split it.
Yeah.
One goes directly to a TV in the living room. The other one goes to this Tableau device.
Yep.
The Tableau device takes the coax and it has two tuners in it. Now you can buy a Tableau with actually four.
Yep.
That Tableau device is set up so that you connect it into your own network in your house.
Yep.
And there's a Roku. If you put Roku sticks in your TVs, there's an app. There's a Tableau app.
Yep.
And you basically can run services, whether it's Netflix or you can take the Tableau.
Yeah.
And it's hooked up to a hard drive. So you have a two, in my case, I got a 2 gig hard drive, and it has like a, you can program TV for recording. So you can record two shows at once.
Yep.
Watch them anytime you want. The beauty is you can be in Maine or Honolulu and not go into your own network and watch your local TV if you want.
That's cool.
Yeah, no, it's you should check into it. It's,
I am.
It's,
I'm checking into
having.
It. Yeah, I'm checking into it right now. But again, it's really designed for people who use antenna, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So if you're going to combine antenna with streaming services, this is a good device for you.
Perfect. Yeah, I want to get the word out. I actually looked into buying into them a number of years ago, and they were private.
Oh. And now are they public or are they still private?
I don't know. I checked like 3 years ago.
All right.
But it's pretty neat because you can watch, like I said, I can watch, you know, if you're a fan of whatever,
yeah.
Seinfeld or 60 Minutes. Oh, what you do is you need a subscription for a TV guide. They charge like $5 a month.
Mm-hmm.
But you can buy a lifetime, which I did, which at the time cost $150.
That's a no-brainer.
So I've had it for a few years. Cost me nothing for the guide services.
Yep.
It will program automatically anything that you want to record. And then you can, you know, nice thing, you can watch 60 Minutes, you know, at your convenience or anything else you want.
Sure. No, that sounds great. I put a link up here for you. It's exactly along the lines of cutting the cable.
Okay. All right. I'll let somebody else talk. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Mark. And your AT&T service is perfect out there.
Isn't it crazy? I was connected to you guys from Stafford, and right now I'm over in Brooklyn. I'm up by plane, and I'm on the little local roads. I'm not on a highway.
Nice. All right.
Yeah.
Technologies are getting better and better. Thanks for calling in.
Take care.
All right, Mark. Bye-bye. We're going to step out for a break here at the bottom of the hour. Two lines open for you, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Everything we've talked about has been posted live by Mike G over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com. It's the name of the show.com, which also works. And if you go over to Facebook and like Tab Computer Systems on Facebook, everything will go into your news feed as long as Mark Zuckerberg deems it worthy. And again, if you follow us on Twitter at Tab Computer Sys, it'll get into your Twitter feed. So thank you, guys. We'll step up for a quick break. Mark and Don, hang on. Two lines open for you. We'll be right back. We are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. And Matt's doing his best over there. He's blaming the computer. We can't help him. We don't work here. We're going to go right to your calls. We're going to go to Jill in Manchester with a quick question. What's going on, Jill? Jill, you there?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Good morning.
Morning.
I listen to your show most Saturdays. I really enjoy it, by the way. You guys
thanks.
Are great.
Thank you. What can we do for you today?
Okay, the reason I'm calling is I've been really wanting to cut the cable as well, as you did.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering, you still need an internet provider, correct?
Yes. You need a way to get your streaming stuff to you.
Sure. Now, I'm thinking, I mean, the only... Well, I'm in Manchester, so the choices we have are only Cox or Frontier, I believe.
Yep.
So I would have to keep, say if I have Cox right now as a provider, I would have to keep Cox, correct?
Yes. What's your bandwidth? Do you know what you're getting
right
for bandwidth?
I used to have 50, I believe.
Yep.
And they upped it on me without, you know, even asking.
Hmm.
And so I think it went up to 100.
Yeah, you don't need the 100, but they don't offer anything lower, quote unquote. So
how
much are you paying for that?
that's a good question because I supposedly get a discount.
A bundle discount, yeah.
Correct.
So do you have your bill in front of you or no?
No, I don't. I mean, I could go get it, but
no,
I don't
want to
hold you guys up.
No.
I'm thinking, well, of course, my bill right now, it's about 170 something.
For both TV and internet?
And phone.
Oh, and you're using phone too.
Yep.
All right. Well, I mean, you can get rid of your phone, obviously, and just use your cell phone.
Exactly. That's what I would do.
Yeah. For some reason, they're desperate to keep phone lines. I don't know what the deal is with that. But you can get rid of that and you can get rid of your TV, and then you have to pay for a streaming service. So
right.
I chose YouTube TV for $40. People have, you know, talked about, you know, Hulu and Sling and DirecTV. There's all sorts of options for getting your channels.
That's what I was thinking. I did check into the YouTube. I went online and looked at their all of their services and whatnot, and that sounded like the best deal to me.
Yeah.
Except that I'm thinking now, if I have to keep, of course, Cox,
mm-hmm.
if they jack up
They will increase. They're going to increase your internet price because you're not bundling anymore, Jill.
Exactly. So it's going to be like $80 or some. I'm thinking 80 plus.
I agree with you. They hit mine. They went brought my 50 megabit cost from $73 or $74 up to $83.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but eventually we're going to have some options. So you could always check to see if Frontier offers 50 megabits for $40. Then you you could literally cut the whole thing and go to another service. And hopefully cellular's coming in the area. T-Mobile is offering a service where you can get just wireless connection for $50. 50 megabits for $50. That's an option. It's going to force the folks out there with the cables to lower their prices because we're all just going to hop off.
Exactly.
I can't wait.
Now, I know the gentleman before you went to break, he mentioned an antenna.
Yes, he's got an antenna. Yep.
Did he mention the brand name of that antenna or what?
He didn't, but he's on a big hill. You can go to some of the big box stores and get high definition antennas. They're like little squares
that'll
sit on the wall.
There's a lot of them that are out there.
Yeah, use one too, right, Bob?
Yeah, the best ones are like the old style. WineGuard makes the best, but you know you've got to put them up on your house. You know, and it's kind of like what they used to do in the 60s and 70s. You know,
right, we're going back to it.
But they get great reception. They have good mileage. The only problem is their line of sight.
Yeah.
So, for instance, I live on South Mountain in Bristol, and I can't get Channel 8.
Right.
But if my antenna were high enough, I could get the NBC in Springfield, Massachusetts, Channel 22. So
right.
I was getting it, but the trees grew up taller, and now I can't get it.
Right.
I know. It depends, certainly. I mean, we're pretty high where we are. We're right near the Bolton Line near Shady Glen. So
maybe that'll work for you.
We're on a hill a little bit, but...
Yeah, and look at the Tablo device that the caller called in about. That'll help to use your antenna and actually produce a DVR for you. So,
what is that Tablo? What is
Tablo.
That called? Tablo.
Yeah, it's on our website.
Oh, okay.
So go out to computertalkwithtab.com and you'll see all.
Yeah,
the
I'm on that site now, but I all I see now in your link is that Shield TV. That was
refresh.
One?
Refresh.
Okay.
And you'll see
Tablo
at the bottom. All right.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Yeah, good luck, Jill.
Thank you.
All right,
have
bye-bye. You too.
Bye-bye.
So, yes, you do need an internet connection to get your streaming services or an antenna to replace your old TV. Let's go to Mark in Bristol, who's been on the longest. Hey, Mark.
Hi, guys. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you, sir?
Good. I've got a tech problem for you. I'm convinced it's Trump's problem. Trump's fault.
Is it his fault? Yep.
It's his fault, but I think maybe you guys are well-versed enough that you can help me out.
We'll try. We'll try to see what we can do.
Okay. I can't give you too much information because I support some computers and equipment in a doctor's office.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I just probably should not say certain things.
Okay.
But the basic issue is that they received an update from one of their software providers, and now their machines won't print.
Yikes.
They have 1, 2, 3 machines, AMD. They're older machines. They're Windows 7, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But ironically, the week before they were able to print, then they got this update, and now nobody can print.
Update to the software. Is it clinical software?
Yes.
Okay, so the software updated. Okay.
Yeah, software updated. And I went to I couldn't find anything online because medical things you just generally can't research online.
Mm.
But I looked at the requirements for that software to run, and it was Windows 7 Service Pack 2, and they only had Service Pack 1. So, of course, they updated the machine to 2, and it still doesn't run.
Have you uninstalled the printer and reinstalled it after the update?
No, that's a good idea, though.
That's why we're here. We only give good ideas. Only good ideas.
There you go. Well, ironic, but the rest of the machines print everything else. I did print it a test page. I know
Is. Yeah, you can print all day in Windows 7, but your medical clinical software must have changed something with how they speak to the driver.
Okay.
And maybe they're doing it in preparation for the fact that Windows 7 support's going to end in, 6 months or so, 7 months? And they won't be HIPAA compliant anymore. Because they're running Windows 7.
Exactly.
Although I bet you the medical software still won't run in Windows 10, but we won't go there.
Well, that's a whole new can of worms I don't want to tell these people about, but they're headed for that that update soon. And ironically, their machines aren't running any virus protection. I can't believe it.
What?
But, yeah, I agree. Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Oh,
but I have to I have to broach that subject with them, you know, sometime. But the reason I'm helping them out is because they go outside for help, and the costs are so astronomical that they just can't afford it anymore. Unfortunately, I'm a patient there, so they over the 10 years I've been going, they know what I can do, and I fixed virtually every piece of equipment in their place there and saved them probably $50,000 so far. But again, I don't want to say anything more because you know why.
Well, they're breaking all sorts of HIPAA rules by having you look at it, though, too.
Why do you think I'm remaining anonymous?
And they haven't called company like us because we offer our services at a huge savings for small to mid-sized businesses. We do not price our services the way most of our competitors do. We're designed for small business. Although we have a footprint of over 7,000 systems that we protect, that's why we can offer our prices as low as we can for our customers, because we're not out there to rip them off. There's so many MSPs out there that are charging $30 a computer to put a little RMM tool on it and watch their machine monthly. This poor guy doesn't even have antivirus on their machines because it's too expensive, right? We charge $2 a month for our antivirus.
Okay.
$2
You will be my go-to people when I have to deal with the Windows 10 update and so forth. I will definitely offload that to you if that's okay.
Sure.
The only other question I had is I don't know all that much about printers and drivers and things when these types of things happen. I know in Windows 10 it's so cryptic that even guys experienced as you can't come up with an answer other than that's Windows and now it's a feature that you don't have a printer, so you're saving paper.
We never would say that. What are you talking about? What you talking about, Mark? We would make that printer work.
The cloud could evaporate according
to could. Bob. It could.
I'm just doing a new Bobism for you.
There you go. No. Printer, you can get your printers to work in Windows 10 unless the manufacturer of the printer has decided no printing for you in Windows 10, buy me a new printer.
Exactly. Well, that's what's going to happen to them and their fax machines and everything.
Oh, boy. Their stuff is old then.
Well, the printer's old. The faxes are only 3 years old, but the machines themselves were made in, I believe, they're running AMD processors, Windows 7. So that gives you an idea of, like, probably 10 years old.
Yikes. Yeah, they got to upgrade.
They were just couldn't find someone that they could afford. Believe it or not, a doctor's office could afford to maintain. And they, I hate to say this,
What kind of practice is it?
Probably shouldn't say that either.
Well, you can tell me the type of practice. I mean, is it cardiology? Is it? I mean, what kind of practice can't afford? Is it cardiology?
Yes.
Oh goodness, they got money coming out of their ears. You know how many guys like me that are stuffing, get their hearts full of brisket that need to get cardiologists to work on them? I mean, they should have money coming out of their ears to be up to date. They shouldn't cost them an arm and a leg.
Well, I just from being around some of the professionals there, I see what they pay and what they have to pay just to remain in practice.
Yeah.
You wouldn't believe.
I know. That's true. I'm making fun of it, but you're right. All these poor cardiologists, all these doctors are being sucked into the hospitals now. They can't put a little shield up on a door anymore, a little slate there on a door.
Shingle,
whatever it's called, and say, I want to be a doctor anymore. They have to be, they just get sucked into the big corporate hospitals and. Yeah, I hear you, Mark. A cardiologist should do pretty well, though, but there's plenty of patients out there like me, probably. But I hear you.
Yeah.
All right, Mark.
Last question, Eric. If the reinstalling the computer, the printer driver doesn't work, are there any simple diagnostics I can do before I actually, call you guys and maybe start getting something going?
You'd have to call the actual clinical software folks, because Okay.
I don't mean to cut you off, but I did do that.
Yeah.
And it took me forever to get through because they don't want to help anybody, obviously. And the person I got to was obviously a tier one person. Yeah. I may have the tiers backwards. I think tier one is a very beginner.
Right.
Is that correct?
Yeah, okay, for a lot of folks, yeah.
Yeah, I had a tier one person, and he was totally useless and unhelpful. And it was my suggestion that I upgrade the PCs to Service Pack 2 before. And they said, yeah, that's a good idea. Do that first.
So you had the good idea already. You had a good idea. Yeah, you're stuck with the clinical software. If every other software prints except for the clinical software, then you're dealing with the manufacturer of that software that has the problem. They made a change. They updated, and they broke your stuff. Now, they might tell you, okay, Mark, those printers no longer are compatible with our stuff. That could happen. You may want to check compatibility. But if what I suggested didn't work, you're stuck with that clinical software as your solution. There's no magic an IT guy can go in there and make something work that's not compatible. Unfortunately.
Well, I wasn't suggesting that. I was just suggesting that, that you guys know a lot more about it than I do, or another software person, and they might know something I don't. But well, I, next step is going to see if they support the printer anymore.
Yeah, the benefit of us is just the ability to know when to stop. You know, the many IT providers keep banging away at it and charging the customer hundreds of dollars to try to fix something they can't fix. Our goal is to say, look, well, clearly you can't fix this. It's got to be replaced. So that's really where the magic is.
Well, just to give you 20-second example, they took in one of the old 10-year-old AMD computers to, I don't know, look at or whatever, and they had it for an entire day, and it was $3,500 to bring the computer back.
What?
The machine's probably worth $50.
It's not worth anything at 10 years, and they charge the clinical software folks charge $3,500 to look at the machine?
A power supply for any piece of medical equipment is probably, just a wall wart is probably $500 to $900, and I had to repair one.
Yeah.
And I looked inside. I cut it open, got through the potting. That the construction was worse than any overseen, farmed out piece of junk that you've ever seen in any consumer product.
And
it's just because it's medical.
I'm sorry to hear that, Mark. But yeah, I think try what we suggested, see if it works, and give us a ring during the week.
Thank you, Eric. I appreciate it. All right. Take care.
Yep. Good luck. Yep. Bye bye. Yikes. That's all.
They could have bought four new PCs for that.
Yeah, that's three insane. And a half. We're going to step out for a quick break, get back to more of your calls. Paul, Nancy, and Don will do our best. We'll be right back. Yeah. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
I forgot my name for a second there. And I'm going to be here till 11 o'clock. Then stick around. Dr. Alessi will be up next. I cut the cable, saved a ton of money. I'm going to give it to Ned Lamont, I know. But at least I saved a few bucks for a little while before Ned takes it. But you can cut the cable too. And I'm going to be dropping off our hardware this morning and with a smile. I'm going to post it on Facebook. Big thumbs up. I can't wait to do it. Let's go on to Don in Bristol next. Hey, Don, what's up?
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, on my C drive, I've got these files that I don't know what they are. If I click on the properties, they say they're Microsoft Color Control.
Microsoft Color Control, okay.
Yeah, ICC profiles. And there's literally hundreds of them.
Hmm.
And
it looks like it has to do with your printer and... And when you print out images, ICC profiles have to do with Epson, printers, Canon paper products. It looks like it's a printer tool, right, Bob?
Yeah, that's what it looks like to me.
Yeah. We got nothing to do about it? Don, you're on the computer looking at your files like that?
No, I had I have a SSD drive.
Oh, you're running out of space.
No, it's not running out of space. These are only like 1 kilobyte files.
Okay.
And...
You were just curious then.
More than likely, these files should have been hidden, and for whatever reason, they're not.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. And, okay.
I wouldn't
maybe
worry about it.
Maybe that's what that's why I didn't see them before. Maybe they were hidden and they came up somehow. But there's literally hundreds of them.
Yeah. Well, you need a lot of files to run an operating system.
All the way back to one date here is 1998. Now, how could that be? I don't know.
Well, Microsoft has based their software on the Windows 98 operating system, so it's all the same.
So the ICC stands for International Color Consortium, which sets up the
palettes.
The palettes of how the color is supposed to be determined by the printers.
Right. So a green is a green according to everybody's green. Right, or a blue is
now,
a blue.
Are these okay to leave there, or can you delete them?
I don't want to delete them. What are you doing, Don?
Your color might turn out to be black
and
white.
You just told me they're a couple of kilobytes. Why do you care? Are you running out of space like I thought?
Okay.
Are you running out of space on your drive?
No, it's a 500 kilobyte drive.
Gigabyte. I know what you meant.
But I have plenty of space on it.
Yeah. Good. You're just poking around. You're just poking around trying to check out stuff, right? That's what you're doing?
Well, I just wanted to, see what was on the drive, where my files were. And these are all on the, they have, your program files up on top and everything else, and all these are one little files on the bottom.
Yeah. Don't worry about them. Don't mess with them. Don't break your system.
Okay.
All right. We don't want a service call.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Don't be a computer neatnik, man.
All right. And I'm a cable cutter too.
Oh, good for you. When did you cut your cable?
About 3 months ago.
Nice. So what are you doing?
I have an antenna.
All right, that works.
Outside antenna.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
You're tired of paying the bill.
I used to have DirecTV, so I took the wire from the DirecTV and put it into the antenna. it has a rotor on it.
Oh, nice.
Well, that's even better.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah. So what were you paying?
About 27 channels.
Great. How much did you save a month?
Oh, like $150 a month.
Nice. All right, that sounds great, Don. Thanks for letting us know.
Okay.
All right. Take it easy.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
$1,600 to $1,700 a year.
Yeah. That's what it's going to cost you to drive around the state of Connecticut every year. Oh, but the guys in Mass will pay for it. That's right. Oh, yeah. The New Yorkers will cover it.
Only the truckers.
Yeah, only the truckers. The tax on your Twinkies are going to go up. Let's go on to Paul in Tortland. Paul in Tolland. Not Paul Tortland. What's going on, Paul?
Hi, I too cut the cable and I'm saving about $150, but there are a couple of things that I just want to clarify.
Yes.
Is it okay to go the Cat 5 cable out of the modem right into the back of the smart TVs, or is Wi-Fi just as good?
Cable, hard wire is always going to be better, unless you're using the 5G Wi-Fi right next to your machine.
But it should be at least Cat 5e,
right,
which is enhanced, or Cat 6 today. Cat 5 is less, will move less data throughput.
So I would do it wired, unless you're right next to your Wi-Fi and you're using the 5G connection.
Yeah, the one TV does have the modem right next to it.
Sweet.
But then I did run into a situation where this is a Samsung. It's the 7000 series. It's newer, and it comes with the Hulu app in it.
Nice.
So I chose to go with the Hulu Live.
Yeah.
But what I found out was on the network of CBS, it actually records on its own.
Huh.
And I've called Hulu a bunch of times, and they're trying to work with Samsung to get. I don't know if I'm triggering a bug or what's happening.
I don't know.
All of a sudden, it'll just kick into watching the 5 o'clock news all over again.
It's a conspiracy, Paul. I don't know. Right. I can't help you there, but we got a hard break. I want to thank you for checking in.
Alrighty.
Thanks, Paul. Well, thank all you guys for joining us on this Saturday morning. Stick around. Dr. Alessi's up next. Everything's posted. Matt, thanks for producing.
See you next week.